We've sold $17,000 worth of bombs.
Is that enough to keep it in retail? Because you said you had 60 stores.
Yes.
You're selling 0.00 nothing burger per store. Houston, we got a problem. The product is dead already. I'm out.
Is there a better partner than me? The best things in
life for free. It is the McMurray family's favorite show. You can see Shark Tank now on Sundays on ABC 7 and weeknights on CNBC. He is our favorite shark. I have to give him a royalty for every person listening. If you watch the show, you'll understand it. It's Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary. How are you, sir?
Great to be here. Thank you.
I have to say that we absolutely love this show. I can't remember what are original episodes now or the reruns because my son, he's 12 years old, trying to think of the next best thing so we can go on Shark Tank.
I think it's wonderful. We're amazed at how many young people have gravitated toward the show. Our fastest growing demographic are 9 to 18-year-old girls. Who knew? This shows you entrepreneurialism is fast and growing in America. It's wonderful.
It was Monday night on CNBC, the rerun, the Talbot Tea guys who are from Chicago that you bought into, that episode was on.
That is interesting, though, that the demo, I thought it would be more men, say, middle-aged, but he said it's more female,
right.
Younger females.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
My wife loves that show.
Oh, yeah.
Loves that show.
It's a great show.
Who's your favorite shark?
Him.
Oh, I'm going to say anything but.
He's not on the phone.
Okay.
I do love Mr. Wonderful because he's all about the money.
I like him and forgive me, what's the woman who with the blonde hair? She's a great shark.
Barbara Corcoran?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like her too. Don't you?
Barbara is all about cutting the deal.
I know. That's
yes.
Why I like her. She just cuts the nitty gritty.
She's not a good dancer, though. She was booted out of Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Good person, yeah.
All right, hold on. Here is Kevin O'Leary again. We lost you, sir. You there?
Sorry about that. Must be Thanksgiving traffic.
But the Talbot Tees guys, you bought into it. First of all, he asked for 40%, of course. You got to go big. And then you settled at, what, 30, 35% of the company?
About 30%. And okay. Then it was acquired by Jamba Juice 2 months later. So it was a huge return on investment for us.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. The other local guy that I know that was on the show was Dave Alwyn from Echo Valley Meats out of Peoria. He went on the first time and you had his meats and everyone liked it, but he had no business plan. If you don't have a business plan, you're going to get booted.
Yeah, you know, look, you know, the thing about Shark Tank, you need two things. You need a great idea, but you need someone with executional skills to actually capitalize on it. So we've learned that over the decade we've been on. You can't just bet on the horse, which is the idea. You got to bet on the jockey. They got to ride together. And so many great ideas have just fallen by the wayside because the people that brought them forward weren't able to actually execute on them. So that's a very important lesson for everybody to understand. You can't just have a great idea. You got to be able to deliver.
Okay. When the contestant, or the not the contestants, but when the presentation is made and the folks, they've obviously planned this really well choreographed presentation because they know that they've got the pitch, they've got your eyes and ears for just a few moments there. When they bring samples, it always seems like the sharks light up. am I off base on that?
Yeah, because we're starving. You know, we work all day long. We bring out some food. We chow it down. And it warms us up. You know, you have to look at the three things that are always present in a successful pitch. It's one, they're able to explain the idea in 90 seconds or less.
Right.
Two, they tell you how they're going to make it work. And three, this is the killer. They got to know their numbers. If you don't know your numbers, I'll send you to hell and you deserve to go there.
But you know what, though, Kevin?
For that reason, I'm out.
You know, Kevin, you have a little bit of heart. Not that the other sharks don't. Not naming
sure?
names.
Come on.
I think you do. I think you have a little bit of heart. Has there ever been a time where you just wanted to tell someone that their idea really sucked?
Oh, he does all the time.
No, but I think he does it in a nice way.
That tells the truth. I'm the only shark that tells the truth because in business, there's, you know, if you make money, you lose it. It's really binary. And if you tell somebody, look, I'm not going to invest in you, but you keep going kumbaya, you go waste all your family's money. I'd rather just tell them, look, you're going to zero. And if you stop now, you might save some of that money. You know, the way Barbara always says, oh, you know, you're just wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing. The only reason Barbara gets anywhere, including Chicago, is I bought her a new broom this year.
Oh, I take it back.
I feel like Barbara would cut a deal and she would cut her mother out of it just to make the deal.
Look, she's great. I think she's wonderful. We've been working together for 10 years.
Right.
But I hate that kumbaya stuff. I can't stand kumbaya on Shark Tank.
Yes. We're talking with Mr. Wonderful Kevin O'Leary. You have a new app out, and I swear I thought of this one Friday night when I was drinking. I mean, this is the greatest idea, Beanstalks. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, very simple. You know, I teach a lot in graduating cohorts of engineers because those guys, a third of the class, men and women there, are going to become entrepreneurs. One of them 2 years ago said to me, I'd like to start investing now, because if you start investing in your 20s and the market just gives you 6 or 7% return, by the time you're 65, you'll have $1.2 million in the bank. The question is, how do you do it? And I tell these students, look, you got 50 bucks a week, 20 bucks a week? Just start investing in the market. And one of them put up their hands and said, how can I buy Apple when I've got 20 bucks and the stock's $170? Then it hit me. What if we went to the SEC and asked them to let us sell fractional shares? And they said yes. And now Beanstalks, B-E-A-N-S-T-O-X, is an app. You download it. You want to put $5 in the market? There's 1,000 stocks there. There's 200 ETFs. It lets you build a portfolio with $20 or $30 or $40. Learn how to invest. It's a fantastic idea. I did it for students, and now the thing's gone on fire. I think it's terrific. It helps people educate themselves about investing. It's very cool.
You learn diversification at a young age, and with millennials, everything is on their phone, and you put this on their phone, which they can look at it every day.
Exactly. What happens is the millennials that do download it, anybody, frankly, they keep checking it every couple hours because it gives you real-time quotes. So even if you own a fraction of Apple, a fraction of Google, a fraction of Amazon, it's the real deal. You're learning about what happens to stocks as they go up and down, when they report, when they pay you a dividend. It all happens. You can just link it to your bank account. Put in $5 a week. Put something in.
Right.
Start investing in your future.
Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. 12-year-old Charlie McMurray wanted me to ask you this question. Worst deal you ever invested in?
Oh, it was a deal years ago on Shark Tank where this woman came out and sang to a 5-gallon jug of water and said she could separate it into 3 different elixirs. 1 that stopped jealousy, 2 that helped you fall in love, and 3 that made you rich. And I thought, that's so stupid. I mean, imagine that, sitting in a tent singing to 5 gallons of water. And then she said, 100 years ago, if I told you this sticky, boiling, bubbly stuff was going to be huge, you would have never invested in it. It was Coca-Cola. And she was right. So I invested in her and lost all my money.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I love the show. We watch it every week. And you can just tell when you get to a certain point where you're just going to eat people alive. And do you wait to pounce? You know that it's going to happen?
No, I say all of them, even the ones that are crying in front of me, saying, why are you so mean? I say, look, if you think I'm tough, wait till you get out in the real world. It's going to eat you alive.
Right.
I'm your best friend telling you the truth. And that is the fact about business. It's tough out there, and I'm nothing compared to what the real world's going to do to you. So if you can't get past me, you're not going to make it anyway.
I take back everything nice I ever said, Kevin. Maybe because you look so good doing it, but I never felt like you were being that mean.
He gets in their faces.
The truth is the best thing you can get, particularly in business, because the worst thing is you lose all your family's money. And we see a lot of that on Shark Tank. Really stupid ideas. People keep pouring dollars into it. You know it's going to zero with a bullet. You got to tell them the truth.
You still playing guitar?
All the time. I've got 40 of them. I was a shareholder in Fender for a couple of years. And one of the luthers there, the guys that make the specialty guitars, built me the classic Mr. Wonderful. It was made out of olive wood. It weighs a ton, but nothing sounds like it. It's got the original Annabelle pickups, which those are people that remember. Wow. Fender. Leo Fender had this woman named Annabelle that used to hand wrap pickups. There's only 2 sets left in the safe. I have one of them. This guitar is magic.
As a billionaire, when was the last time you flew commercial?
You know, I do fly commercial. I'll give you an example. If I'm going up and down the east or west coast, yeah, I'm going to go private. But if I'm flying over to Zurich or something, I'd rather sleep in a bed. The truth is the big, heavy aircraft have roast beefs on trolleys going up and down. You're sleeping in a bed. You can't get that even in your own plane. So, you know, I'm pragmatic. I go, to me, it's like a bus. You want to be in the most comfortable bus you can be on.
Right, of course. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye, Kevin.
He is just the best. I met him years ago, and he gave me his email. He's like, anytime you want to come on. I'm like, the new season's out. Let's do it.
You're like, I have an idea.
He is like, so right. If you don't have a business plan, you're going to get eaten alive on Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
And
as
a business owner, you should have a business plan.
Or
well, especially
if
with
you
the
have
numbers.
Overvalued your business.
Oh,
yeah.
Forget it.
He goes nuts.
Right.
Especially when you don't have the numbers, though, like he said. You come on and any shark asks you a question about, well, what's the bottom line or the profits or, you know, net loss? Pause. That's not good.
People overvalue their company all the time.
I love it. Well,
it's because I'm going to make money in the future. Yeah. Well, tell me what you've done for me lately.
Yeah, I want $2 million for 10%.
Shark Tank Sunday nights on ABC and every weeknight on CNBC. We just love it.